President, please allow me at the outset to thank Madame Pamela Mirago upon her nomination. We wish her every success and we assure you of our full cooperation for the support of the ISU. I would also like to thank the coordinator of Spain and Malawi. We thank you for your support today and your work over the year. Ladies and gentlemen, today we see the 166th anniversary of the accession of the Swiss Confederation. Since then, our country has worked on the basis of the rule of law. On this foundation, we have worked with great conviction and political will to ensure a multilateral system built on law. In the area of disarmament, we have worked to support international law, including international humanitarian law, through support for a restriction or ban of certain inhumane weapons and indiscriminate weapons, the universalization of the Convention on Cluster Munitions and its norms remains a priority for Switzerland, just like the plans of action which we have adopted earlier this year. We welcome the fact that the accessions to the convention has increased over the past 12 months, and we would like to congratulate Nigeria upon its ratification and South Sudan also for joining the convention. The universalization continues to achieve progress, and we are happy to be able to co-sponsor a regional workshop on universalization of the convention in Yaoundé for the African continent. Switzerland thanks the government of Cameroon for hosting this workshop, and we thank also the United Kingdom and other states for their contributions. We would like to offer our gratitude for all of the support for that effort. We note that workshops such as this one in Yaoundé this year or in Abuja in 2022 contribute to achieving progress towards universalization. Switzerland will continue its efforts in this area. However, major effort is still needed in order to allow the convention to become truly universal. Switzerland calls on all states who have not yet done so to become members of the convention rapidly, and we hope that we will continue to grow to go beyond the figure of 112, the current number of member states. As regards the promotion of norms set forth by the convention, we have seen the consistent use of cluster munitions in Ukraine. Switzerland is deeply concerned by reports of the use of cluster munitions that have been growing, notably in civilian areas, as documented by the United Nations and the Red Cross. We note that indiscriminate or disproportionate attacks are prohibited and are major violations of international humanitarian law. The consequences for civilians are devastating. In 2022 alone, we saw more than 800 victims of cluster munitions attacks and 26 others caused by unexploded, according to the Cluster Munitions Monitor, unexploded ordnance caused that number of deaths. We note the importance of the Lausanne Plan of Action adopted 2 years ago. Switzerland calls on all states from abstaining from the use of cluster munitions, and we condemn all uses of these weapons by any party. We also call on all states not to develop, produce, stockpile, transfer, or use such weapons. Thank you.
Je remercie le
I thank the distinguished